blew off these dates. These are the dates you found on the floor. Haino dochi korolei noivlis doma vasam korolei tamru. That's why now in Mishnah it says noivlis tamo, because tam noivlis now Mishnah means the sun burnt it up. There in the Mishnah in Demai it says noivlis tomorrow, because it means different type of dates. There it means dates, the wind blew it off the tree. So since it's two different types of dates, it's good why the Mishnah called it two different Lashonis. In Brachas is called Noivlis Tam, and in Demai it's called Noivlis Tamara. Elaman the Yama, Bushli Kamara, but if you look even in the Mishnah in Demai, it also means that tomorrow the dates that the sun burnt up, Nisna Idividi Noivlis Tamara, or Idividi Noivlis Tama. How come there's a shinu between the Mishnah in Brachas and the Mishnah in Demai? Both Mishnahs should use the same Lashon. Either both should call it Noivlis Tamara, or else Noivlis Tama is the Tamara Kasha. But that man the Yama is more the Kasha. There's more Mistava, the first man the Yama, that here in Brachas, Noivlis Tama means just the sun burnt up the peri. It's not such a good peri, that's why we only make a shakol. And the Mishnah in Demai is talking about where the wind blew it off the tree, so that's not so chashiv in the eyes of the Amorites. That's why his zikr took off the time to take off Truma to Maisa from it. Right. Hayu lefon of minim harbi. Now we have a machlekes in the Mishnah, where you have a few peris in front of you, and you want to make one bracha to pata a few of them. The question on which peri should I hold in your hand and eat first to make the bracha on that peri? Should you make it on the min shiva, that's a Yehudi shita, or should you make it on the one chav of the one you like better? Ezim hem shiyut, the Mishnah means the one you like better. Which one is first? Amarula, machlekes, the machlekes in the Mishnah is b'shebechaseyim shabbos. Well, you have two types of peris. Moshe will have an apple, which is a bar priyot, and you have a grape, which is a bar priyot. And the person loves these apples. So now, you have Yehuda holds, he has to make the bar priyot on the grape and bite into that first, and then let that bracha pata the eighth. Since the grape is a mint shiva, that's more choshim. And the rabbanim say, no, since you like apples better, that's more choshim. Rabbi Yehuda is of a min shiva, there's a shiva in the Paris min shiva, of the, you have to make a bracha on that. Rabbon and Savri, no, min chadavod. It's when the Mishnah says in Lashon Eitim Em Shiyutz, it means the one you love. So since it's chadav to you, you enjoy eating it, you mainly have to make the bracha on that first. Avol b'shein b'chaseim shavayis. But let's say you have a vegetable and an apple. You have one that's a borer pri adam and one's a borer pri eitz. You have two different brachas. Then divrei hakol mevorach al zeh v'chayzim mevorach al zeh. Then there's no shal of kedimus. Which one to make first? Because you have to make two brachas anyway. If you have an apple and a carrot, you have to make a bar, or the case we'll soon see is a zayas and a tznoin. On a zayas, you make a bar priyates, an olive, and on a tznoin, a radish, you make a bar priyadoma. So if you have these two in front of you, you have to make two brachas anyway. It's not a question one part is the other one. Then there's no mitzvahs kedima. Then you don't have to, but have to take them in shiva. First, you can do whichever one you want. That's what the first man of the Yama says. That's what Ula says. That's only providing where they're both chaviv. But let's say you bedafka like the tznoin, then you can go bost the chavivus. Rashi goin zaysim v'tapuchim. You have an olive and you have apples. The tavayu bor priates. Both of them are bor priates. Ubal lifter ashtem a broch achas. You want to make one broch here to be yetsa for both terrorists. So the question is, which peri should you eat first? Make the bracha bichalon. Chavivod, the Rabban hold, eizah sheyitz the mafisni. You know the Mishnah only says loshim, whichever one you want. As the chavivod of mashma, that's mashma, the one you love better. That's more choshim. Avol b'shein v'chaseim shavu z'trashi d'rihakol a bracha achas petrosim. One bracha does not for the other one. Like if you have a tznoin, you have a radish, and an olive, you have to make two brachas. V'shuv avizay enka machlekes. Now Rashi wants your shayla. The Alpha Gav that now we had the Mishnah before. Deirich al peiros ilam bar pri adama yotze, even though with the yevid. If you take an apple and you make a bar pri adama, you are yotze. So we're here where you have a radish and a zayis. So if you make a bar pri adama on the radish, maybe that should pata the zayis also the bar pri. So Rashi no. Hani mili b'chad mina v'toyim. That's only in the case where you took an apple in your hand and you made a mistake. Instead of making a bar priyot, you made a bar priyadoma. That's where you made a mistake. Well, baruch ala bar priyadoma. Avot tznoin uzayin. Metchila, a person has in front of him a tznoin, a radish, and he has a zayis and aleph in front of you. Oberech al tznoin. If you all have your bottom here, that if you love a radishes, it's tznoin, you're supposed to make the bar priya dhamma that first. Learn your zayis. Avada, with this bracha, you're not supposed to have in zinim, and das, you're not supposed to pass the zayis. You're making a bar priya dhamma on the tznoin, that's all. See, since you have to make two separate brachas, a bar priya dhamma and a bar priya, they say everybody's masking, there's no chshivas in shiva, and push the swarmies, you go bust the chavis. That if you, Badafka, love radishes, you're allowed to make the Baruch Priya Dhamma on the radish first, and then make a Baruch Priya. Even though we hold usually a Baruch Priya comes before a Baruch Priya Dhamma, that's only where you don't have a Chav if you don't love one more than the other. But the case where you love one more than the other, the Chav of Hazach Shivas, you make the Baruch Priya Dhamma that one first. That's what Ula holds. So tomorrow, Nesvei. Hoyulafon at Tzneinu Zayin, somebody has in front of him a radish and an aleph, is Allah Mavorach al Tzneinu, you're supposed to only make a Baruch Priya Dhamma on the radish, or put the rest of Zayin. Chrutakashia, you see claw, that making the Baruch Priya Dhamma on the radish, you're even yaitz of the Baruch Priya for the Zayin. You don't have to make two brachas, just one bracha. And the Gemara Hoche, the Mayaskina, Keshat Tzneinu Iker. Havad is only in the Kimto, in the case where Iker watch eating right now with the radish. So the radish is a little bit too sharp, so you want to take along some zeis and some aloes with you to soothe in the taste of the tznoin. So since the ikur is the tznoin, therefore the azayit is a tofu to the tznoin, so you only make a bar for your dom. So at the Gemara Yehochi, this is the Mitzias, Yehochi Amos Sefer, what does the Sefer say? We have Yudu Oyma Mavorach al azayit. No, he says first you have to make a bracha bar priates on the aloes. She azayit and min shiva. Because the Zayas, since it's a min shiv, it's more choshiv, you have to make a bracha on the Zayas. Now, for the Gemara, if the Akimter is where the Iker is the Tznoin, you'll go and eat radishes. Just the radishes got so sharp in your mouth that you want to take along an olive now to soothe them to taste. For the Gemara, if that's the case, let's play the Rabbi Yehuda, Hodeth Nan, doesn't Rabbi Yehuda hold from the Mishnah later? Kol Shavikr. We have an ikur, like here, you're taking the tznoin, the radish is the ikur. We eat my tefillah, and you're just taking the olive to soothe the taste of the radish, that the Mishnah says, mevorach al ikur, you only have to make one bracha on the ikur, point you as a tefillah. So how could you do the things that if the ikur is the radish, you have to make a bracha on the olive? For the more of the chitay, mochinam id leslay. Maybe true, if you do the things on that Mishnah also, if you do the tana, he could things on the Mishnah. So the Gemara, no, but tanya, you would learn the Farish. We have you do aimer. If the only reason why you're eating this olive is because you want to eat the tznoin, the radishes, now the radishes bother you, the taste is too sharp, you want to take a tznoin, is if Yehuda is also masking, mevorach al tznoin, you only have to make a bracha on the tznoin, the radish, or put the rest of zayin. You see, if Yehuda is also masking to the cloud, ikir and tofel, you only make a bracha on ikir and not on the tofel. So then we had to shver our first kashi. How could the rabbanim say, when you have the zayis and the tznoin, they say make a bar priya dhamma on the tznoin, how could they say it? There are two different brachas, a bar priya and a bar priya dhamma. How does one bracha part of the other one? So the more about you have to say lo olam b'tznoin yikur. Havad is the first price is talking about where the radish is yikur. Means you're only going to eat the radish at your kavona. Therefore you make a bar priya dhamma on that, and that part is the zayis. The olive, of course, the olive is only coming to make the tznoin taste better. Asking him. The kasha was, and how could Yehuda say in the sefer, no, don't make the bracha on the tznoin, make the bracha on the zayis? You should know it's talking about something else. The milsach riti pligi, they're talking about a different machlokes. The chasurei mechsra, something is missing in this brisa. V'ochi toni, this is the way the brisa should be learned. Hoyu lefono tznoinu zayis. You have in front of you a radish and an olive. Is mevorach al tznoin u'poitiras zayis, according to everybody, that if the ikur kavanah is eating the radish, so you just make a bracha baruch priya dhamma on the tznoin, then that part is the tofel, the zayis. Of the medevah mamurim, when do we say this? Kasha tznoin ikur. When you ikur kavanah, you're going to eat is the olive. Is it tznoin the radish? Avalei not tznoin ikur, but in the case we don't like the tznoin the radish more than the olive, you like both of them now, is the Rehako Mavorach Alzeh, for Chayza Mavorach Alzeh. Both of them, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Namoid, you have to make two separate brachas. One is not an ikka, one is not a tofel. You're going to eat two things here, a zayis and a tznoin. You have to make a bar priya dhamma on the tznoin, and a bar priya on the zayis. And here there's no machlekes, like Ula holds. When you're making two separate brachas, there's no kedima, whichever one you want you can do. Ushneimi. So where's the machlokes here of Yehuda and Rabbanim and the Kimta? Ushneimi in the Alma shebrichosayim shavois. But another case, we have like an apple and a grape, an apple and a zayis. They're both a bore priyeh. They're both two minim, and one is a min shiva and one is a min chavit. You like apples more than the grapes. And here's the machlokes. If you don't, the Rabbanim hold mevorach aleiz mem sheyirtza. Again, they're sheet like the Mishnah. The one that's more chavif to you, you can make the bracha on. If you like apples, make the bar pray from the apple. We have Yehuda in the here of Yehuda brings it and says no. Mevorach ala zayis. In the case we have an apple and a zayis, since they're both the bar pray, you're only making one bracha to pata both of them. He holds the bracha has to be on the zayis. Sha zayis and min shiva. Because the zayis is the min shiva, and that's the Yehuda sheet in the Mishnah. That the min shiva is more chavif, more chashiv. You have to make the bracha on that one to pata the other one. Sirashi, Rashi show you tznoin ikur she b'shviloi hischol ha'achila. You started teeth because you wanted radishes. Lo yachol zayis, you didn't eat this olive. Elo lahafik churfoi shel tznoin, to take away the sharpness of the radish. Melo the heavenly zayis tuffel. The zayis is only a tuffel. Utsanan the Mishnah later kol shu ikur v'imayt tefelu mavorach halikur poti v'asat tefelu. You only make one bracha on the ikur that part of the tuffel. Is mavorach alzeh. The Kamla Nechluku. In the case we have two separate brachas, you have a bar pri adam and a bar pri eitz, you have to make two separate brachas. There's no machlokes. Now where is the machlokes that you do in the Rabbanan according to law? Ushneimin and ba'almo could go in zayis or tapuach. Where you have an aleph and you have an apple. Shebuchoseim shavis. They're both a bar pri eitz. Ruachad mimin shiva b'zeh nechluku. That's the machlokes. Now the Rabbanan say you go boss of the min chavis. If you like apples, that's the bracha you make. And if Yehuda doesn't know, you go boss him in Shiva. And in this case, we pass on to Yehuda, that with the two brachas ashavis, there are two pre-eitzes in front of you, then you make them in Shiva. In Shiva has a chshivas. If you have an apple and a grape, even though you like apples better, still you're supposed to make the bore pre-eitz on the grape, because that's a min Shiva.
Two min Shiva and one is chavis?
We'll soon see about two min Shivas, which one goes first. Which first in the pasuk goes first. Please, the more pligi bor Rav Ami Rav Yitzchak Nafcha. So machloikas in Rav Ami Rav Yitzchak Nafcha. Chadoma. So one says machloikas for Yechaseim Shavis. The machloikas is where the brachas are Shavis. Of course, this is like Ula said. To have you this sava min shivodis. Again, you have two, an apple and a zayis. They're both the bor priyates. So Yehuda says make the bracha on the zayis and that's the min shiva. For Abon and Savri min chavavodis. You can make the bracha on the apple since you like it better. So Ashu could Yamor means that's like Ulu, that's what we had until now. Abu Bishain Brichosayim Shavis, we have an Adama and a Bore creates. There's Divrei Hakam Vorach Hazeh, Bechoyim Vorach Hazeh, and there's no Kedima. And Dalacha Denyaj, you go Bosa Chavit. Whichever one is more Chavit to you, that's the one you make the Bracha first. That's one shot. Bechadama, now Nushita, Bechadama, Af Bishain Brichosayim Shavis. No, even where one you have a Tznoin and a Zayas. A tznoin the rabbi should make a priyadama, and the zayis is a bar priyates. Two different brachas. Nami machloikis. It's still a machloikis. Which one comes first? Should you make on the zayis the bar priyates first, without the mitshiva, or should you make on the tznoin first the bar priyadama? Since to you that's chavin, that's the machloikis. Now the mazmaz. How does the past that's the machloikis? Dishlei malaman diyama b'shiva b'chaseim shavais. This time with the way we learned until now, according to Tula and according to first man, the Yama, they're only Mechulak, where they both have one bracha bar priyates, is Machlaikis Shaper. It's good, the Machlaikis is, on which pay should you make the bar priyates on? The Abbanan said you can make it on the apple since you like it. If you just says no, you have to make the bar priyates on the Zayas, since it's a min shiva. El Loman, the Yama, Bishayin, Vichosayim, Shavos, we have the Zayas and Tznoin, we have two brachas, Pligi, that's the Machlaikis, but to come up with my Pligi. How does the pastor machlekes? You have to make two brachas anyway. His davening in the world is only a shalom when you're making one bracha. Which one should you make it on? But where you have to make two brachas, might not come in which one you make first. His Lord didn't know there's a svar in kedima yet. Which bracha you should make first? Since you have to make a bar pri adam around the tznoin the radish, and you have to make a bar pri eitz on the zayis, you have to make two separate brachas anyway. Might not come in which one comes first. How does the pastor machlekes between the Yehuda and the Rabbanim? And the Gemara. If I say the machlokes, which bracha you should make first? Havadi, you have to make two brachas. question is, which one should take first? If Yehuda says, if a dafka has to take the zayis first to make a bar pray since the mitzvah, the Rabbanan say, no, you can take the tznayin first, since you like that first. So the more the Yomer Rabbi Yosef, a raya for this, that there's such a machapasta din kedima, which bracha to make first, a raya from Rabbi Yosef, Yitem Rabbi Yitzchak, that call her muktim the posik zeh, muktim la bracha. When the posik says about the Shiva Saminim, the Shivas of Eretz Yisrael, it says it in the Seder. He says, what thing is the Seder? To know which peri is more choshim, that bracha comes first before the other one. So to Rashi, the Yomer Rabbi Yitzchak, Alma, we think me a kazina na kdoma. It's such a yisoid, even though you have two different brachas, which bracha should come first? If you have Yehuda, it's not Rabbi Yitzchak. If Yehuda goes according to Rabbi Yitzchak. Hilkach, kol shetein echo dechad, lav mi min shiva. Avad, if one peri is not mi min shiva, avad the min shiva odiv. Avad, if the min shiva goes first. If we are born and left, Rabbi Yitzchak, but mocking chav of the chav of odiv. If we are born and dizach on Rabbi Yitzchak, and say no. When do you go boss Shiva said min shiva? That's where there's no chavivis. You don't like any one pri more than the other, then we go boss min shiva. But where you love a pri, even though that's a pri hadama, you have to make that bracha first and then make the bar creates. Now we'll soon see what the muktim apostle goes on. Kalutu apostle says muktim bracha. Shenema apostle says eret chito soira the gefen otain of rimin eret zayis el zayis shemenu dvash. The Torah says this seder to know which one comes first. Moshe, if you want to eat a chita and you want to eat a geffen, you're supposed to make the bracha on the chita first, since it comes first. Now the Maestro, the bracha talks when the pasuk is talking about chita doesn't mean a raw or wheat. It means they are meichel a kemach of a barmini mezaydis. So it's chita and seira. If you have two cakes, a cake made out of chita and a cake made out of seira, you're supposed to make the bracha on the cake made out of chita first. So that comes first in the pasuk. If you have a the Rav Chonin, and they think this now on Rav Chonin. The Yomer Rav Chonin says no. Kol ha'posik kula l'shira nemru. If this posik of Eretz Chita Soyev Gesson Tenu Rimon, Torah says the Seder of the Zayin Aminim, it's not come to tell us Chashidus or the Peris, which Peri comes first, Bilchot Brochus. I mean, even according to the first Monday, it's not a derisive to Galocha, because with derisive you don't have to make brachas before you eat peris. It means it's smachta. So smachta from this post that you've seen, which peri is more choshev, but maybe it's a swear now when you go to make a bracha on the more choshev one, that's what you should make the bracha on. Now Rab Chonin thinks on this. Yomer Rab Chonin, kol apostik kulo lishurim nema. You know, this postik of Eretz Chita Sir is not coming to tell us the chshivas of the peris. It's not telling you which peri is better off than the next peri. It's come to tell me something else to Gamri. It's come to tell me the Shurim. The Torah, there's a lot of different halakhas of Shurim in the Torah, and it's connected to these peris. The Tanan. The Chita, when the Torah says first thing, wheat. What's the Shir have to do with wheat? The Tanan. Ha nichnas le beis hamnuga. You go into a house that there's a neger in the house. So halakha is a person goes into the bayis, the person becomes tummy. The Caleb al Sefer. Let's say he's carrying his Caleb, his coat. He's not wearing it, he's carrying it. The Sandal of Tabata Biyodai. He's carrying his shoes or he's carrying his ring. He is a Lorko, who behind Tamei Miyad. As soon as he walks into the house for a second, he's Tamei and his Caleb also become Tamei. For you love us, Caleb. Let's say the person that walks into this house that has a nega is wearing his clothing. He's not carrying them, he's wearing them. The sandal of a raglav is wearing his shoes. The tabosav of the yatvosav is wearing a ring on his hand. Then it depends. Who tummy miyad? The person becomes tummy as soon as he walks in there. The hain turim, but his kelim ma turim, achi yishoy vach teachilas pras. Until you wait inside the house, the amount of time it would take you to eat the loaf of bread. Pas chitim, what type of bread? A bread made from wheat? Voloi pasar, not a pas from barley. Mesa v'yoichol v'liftim. The way you would eat it, sitting down, with lifting, with something to eat, with making your shmak, goes a little bit faster. Rashi, pas chitim nechomar, eat it faster. Before that, Rashi, before. Rashi, beis hamluga. Siv, we have bo el habayis yitmader. You go into the house that has a neger in there, you become tummy. Tummy's one day till the night time. For like siv kibis begorim. Doesn't say right away you have to wash your clothing. Mashm your clothing is not tummy. That says, but if you eat in the house, then your chabas is begodim. Then your clothing will become tummy. Now, Vidashin the Pasuk means Bishayashir Achila. When you wait inside out, the amount of time will take you to eat this loaf of bread. You didn't eat the bread. The Pasuk says at the end, if you lie down in the room, you have to wash it. If you walk in, the night says to God, you're carrying your clothing, that's not called your begodov, or tumei miyad, it's something right away. It's fitted you came into the house now. But when you're wearing your clothing, then boyishia, then the clothing only becomes tummy if you wait a little bit in this house of the Beis Amnuga. How long do you have to wait? Achilas prat, chatzikika, half of a loaf of bread. Shishiru bechakolim etherim, shukulay mazin shtei sudas, achetzi mazin sudach. Half of it is a mazin of one suda. Pas chitke nechomar. The sheath heat up a wheat bread, eat it faster. Meister verech haseva when you're lying down. Vaitish in the chelas mar, eat it faster. Shein apoin anavan, you have to turn around. And also eat it with lift on, eat it faster. So the Torah says, chita, that's the shear, how long you have to wait in the house to become tam yibagodim. So then the Torah says, the shear of a bali, the tanan, etzem kisar, if you have an etzem of a mace, even though it's only the size of a bali, is metama b'maga b'masa, or the ain't a metama b'yoyim. If you touch it or you carry this bone, it's metamiyu, tumas nais, tumas shivam, the ain't a metama b'yoyim. But you have no tumas oil if you go into it, if in this house is only a bone of a nais, it's not metama b'yoyim. So Torah says, the Saira for this year. Geffen, Torah says Geffen grapes, Kadei Revius, Yain Lanozir. That the Shia of Revius for a Yain to be hit over his Issa. The Drasha the Revius Yain Lanozir, Ocho Chatzanim, for a Nozir eats the Chatzanim of Zagan, the pits and the shells of grapes, for Luvim, or the stems of it, to Shia Revius Yain, the Shia of Revius Yain, Chayim. Now the Yain Shia Revius Yain, Revius Mayim Shovim. If it only shuts it up by water, you have a different amount than you measure it through wine. So luckily, you have to measure it with wine, not with water. The fishayin ab, wine is thick. Vamayin klushin, water is very easy. The yesh previous yayin yoyt v'mash yesh previous mayin. Now we never mnachis. Therefore, you have to go back to the shear of yayin. That's why it says geffen. Right. Taina, what does it say figs for? Kigregris. That's a locha by Shabbos. Zrashi Latsoy is Shabbos. The Tanan, Hamaisi Eichlim, somebody carries out food on Shabbos, how much of a shear do you have to carry to be chayiv? Kigregris. Vitain Yavesha, the size of a dried out of fig. Rimain says pomegranates. Gatnan, called Kli Bale Batin. Anytime a Bala boss, a private person, owns a Kli. The question is if it's Tomei, a Kli Cheris only becomes Tor if you break it. What cause you broke the Kli, you can't use it anymore? Shiurim, Shiurim.